You're listening to the Keller Williams Mullinix podcast with your host, me, Crystal Henderson. Let's talk real estate. Welcome to the second episode of the Keller Williams Mullinix podcast. My name is Crystal Henderson and I am your host. And today we have special guest Taylor Davis.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking me.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and get started. Taylor, how long have you been in the business?
Okay, so I got my real estate license in 2008. I think it was around like March, April, May, somewhere in there, 2008. And then did it part-time for a little bit. Actually put my license on inactive for a couple of years. And then in November of 2011 is when I really say I started my career as a real estate agent. I got married and I knew that that was the career I wanted to go down. And so that was November of 2011.
Okay. So what got you into real estate?
Like what was my reason for getting into real estate? Great question. So honestly, real estate investing had always been something I've been extremely interested in. And I kind of felt that the way I could educate myself at the time was to go into real estate, learn, and then could eventually move into more investing, which I do investing on the side. And frankly, actually, one of my goals is once I get my team to a certain point where I am seventh level, I'm not stepping out of real estate, I'm transitioning more into focusing on the real estate investment side. So that's still a long-term career and the reason or long-term decision I made. And the reason that I felt like real estate investment was something I wanted to do is it seemed like every single millionaire invests in real estate. And I wanted to have some financial success for my family. Right. And so that was really my drive.
So I'm curious, you said the seventh level.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Okay. So the MREA, the Millionaire Real Estate Agent, talks about seventh level. Seventh level is when you step out of the business. So really, I don't see myself stepping out of the business completely, but really more from a 20,000 foot perspective, being in coaching and being involved in working on the real estate business, but not really doing the day-to-day being in the business. And so I can't remember which book they talk about that is the difference between working on your business and working in your business. It's actually referenced in Shift.
Okay, awesome. So let's talk about your team. Taylor Davis Home Selling Team, right?
Yeah.
So who, what, who's on your team for one, and what are their positions?
Okay. So about, I'm going to guess, I'm terrible with dates. I'm going to guess around 4.5 years ago is when I hired Alex. And so I was at Dillard Group still. And I hired Alex. Actually, I came home late again one day and I just told Hillary like I'm running crazy. I don't really know what to do. I don't even know what I'm missing, what I could be doing different, and I need to hire somebody. I knew that, but I didn't know how to do it, and I really didn't have the time to focus on it. And so I got incredibly lucky because when you read, you know, about hiring leverage, it's all about hiring talent, finding the right person. And she just threw something out on Facebook to our friends and was like, hey, does anybody need a job? And Alex was like, I need a job. And I was like, I don't know if I really want to hire a friend, because we were friends and I didn't want to ruin a friendship if it didn't work out. And it worked out. And we're still together 4.5 years later. So she's our admin. My next hire was actually, I went against the MREA, but I did it unknowingly. I didn't realize that I was making, that I was skipping a step. And that was, I then hired a buyer's specialist. And the actual step in the MREA, and I know why now, is to hire a second admin. And so I hired Susie. Susie Tremble is our buyer specialist on our team. And I hired her to be our lead buyer specialist, or at least have that opportunity. And then just recently, I we hired Katie Marshall and Ben Powell. Mm-hmm. Katie is our showing partner. So she actually works with Susie and Susie's clients and does the showings, while Susie's able to work on lead conversion, lead follow-up, negotiating contracts and getting to closing. And then Katie's able to focus on the showing aspect of that position.
Right.
And then Ben Powell, I found at a car lot. I was looking for cars.
Right.
And he was my car salesman. And I went to several different car dealerships and I talked to several different car salesmen. And he was the only one that really stood out. He stood out so much that Hillary said, you got to reach out to him.
Right.
You'll notice this theme of Hillary. Not actually being a part of the business, but right. having so much to do with my decision making. Uh-huh. Sure enough, Ben followed up with me multiple times in a very intentional way of following up. And it stood out compared to everyone else. And I was like, I just texted him back when he texted me one time. And I was like, have you ever considered a career in real estate? And he said, absolutely. And I was like, let's grab coffee.
Right.
And then from there, he joined our team, almost 3 months ago, I believe. Mm-hmm. Two months ago.
When did Katie join?
Around the same time. And that's something that for those that know me, have been around me, I'm really a slow grower. And so, I would rather, really slowly build the business and build it right rather than just throwing people at it. And so that was been a very methodical thing that every hire is at the right time. And it just so happened that we really needed three hires at the same time. Right. I'm actually in the process right now. I've gone through with two different candidates. I'm on the third interview process for another admin, mm-hmm. which is our next hire.
Okay. So let's talk about your day-to-day routine.
Mm.
Okay.
You mean what I should do?
What you should do. Let's talk about the importance of doing those things, because I really want to talk about delegating time.
Okay.
Because obviously you hired Alex because it was a cluster. You needed help.
Right.
And so the first thing you decided was paperwork, right? I need help with the transactions.
Right.
Paperwork.
And honestly, it was watch me and then ask me what I'm doing. And I'll tell you, because I didn't have a system. I didn't have a process. I had nothing. I had no policies or procedures. It was simply do as I do and then do it for me. And then we'll figure it out and we'll correct it later.
Right. So that makes sense. So then after you hired, let's say you hired the admin and then you needed to help with the buyers.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first thing that you thought in your head.
Yeah. And if I had it to do over again, now let me preface this with I think that there's a lot of things that if everything could be the same in my life right now, if I could go back and have done some things differently, I would have moved to Hawaii at one point.
Right. Yeah,
but only if I could still have the same life that I have today.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is not that it's a regret. However, if I wrote a letter to myself in the past, I would write the letter saying the second hire you need to make is an admin, just like the MREA says.
Right.
And then the third hire you need to make is a showing partner.
Oh.
Not a buyer's specialist. Because where you can actually leverage the most time for the least expense isn't another agent. They're really expensive. Now, people don't think that they're expensive because it's it's just part of the deal. It's part of the commission. But when you add it up, it's like, no, each file that's $2,500 that I'm paying for this service to be done.
Right.
And it's not that I feel like anyone on my team is overpaid or I shouldn't be leveraging or I wish I did something different.
Right.
Because I love the trajectory we're on now. It's a more efficient process to actually go admin, showing partner, then showing agent.
Right.
Or buyer's agent.
So it's really important to actually read the MREA.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It is.
And it's such a hard, hard book to read. It is not an easy book to read. There are easily readable books. One of them that I love that's a very easy read is Raving Fans.
Very good book.
Great book and super easy read. The MREA is like reading a textbook. It is so hard. It is drudging. There's a lot of information in it. And it is a slow burn.
It is.
It is kind of a hard, it's a grind to get through. And yet I think it's really important to read it through once. Mm-hmm. And then the great thing is because it's like a textbook, you can go back and read the parts that are applicable to your business at this point. So for an early agent, you may be referencing the first few chapters or first few pages,
right?
Pretty quickly, really dealing with mindset. Mm-hmm. Where I am is now on earn a million, so I'm referencing earn a million quite a bit, and then I'm looking at net a million to go, okay, where am I going next?
Right.
So
the cool thing is, you can actually take the MREA and you can take it to FedEx, and they'll bind it for you.
Yep,
they'll
put it. It's
and like they a textbook can also, now. They can actually place your tabs in for you. So when you're
that
like,
I did not do,
you can actually awesome. Go through the book and say, okay, this is really what I need to reference, and they'll color code it for you.
It's yeah. And there, I mean, there's breakdowns on how to hire. Uh-huh. There's breakdowns on where do you hire?
Right.
There's breakdowns on creating a budget, which I'm literally going over this week for 2019. Mm-hmm. So I'm budgeting. Okay. This is how many deals so I have a goal and I have a minimum for 2019. So
right.
like my goal for 2019 is 200.
Okay.
My minimum and what I'm building my budget off of is 125, because I do feel like we're going into a shift.
Yeah.
And so while my goal is 200, mm-hmm. I want to set my budget off 125 mm-hmm. to have a different, you know, a cush there,
right.
I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So let's get back to delegating time.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your day-to-day routine. What is the quote, I'm doing air quotes right now, perfect real estate day?
So my perfect real uh-huh. estate day, at this point in my business would be, to come in, to spend a little time in the morning working with my team. Mm-hmm. Whether that is, I mean, it's almost like just a quick assessment of where can we improve? What's going on? What's right. going right? What's going wrong? Mm-hmm. And spending a couple of time to just, for lack of a better word, coach them up for the day.
Yeah.
And then spend 2 to 3 hours in lead follow-up / lead generation. And lead generation is something that is mostly delegated out at this point. However, lead right. follow-up is still something that I do. And so there's mm-hmm. with our system, you know, there's a certain point where a lead is turned over to me and then I follow up with them. So coming in and following up with leads and looking at that. And then my ideal day would be to go on 2 appointments that day.
Right.
So then spend a little bit of time, you know, my prep time for an appointment now is probably, I mean, if I'm in a crunch, I can prep for 15 minutes and be mm-hmm. ready. I could spend upwards of 30 to 40 minutes preparing to really dig into some numbers a little bit more. And then, you know, my admin prepares the listing agreement for
right.
me and prepares mm-hmm. all of that kind of stuff. I just need to look at the comps and understand or kind of review the motivation going in so that I'm prepared for that interview.
Okay.
And then go on 2 interviews.
So
and then go home.
I find it really interesting that you still, the perfect day, you still find that it's important for yourself to actually do some lead generation, even though you've hired an ISA.
Right. So I think the ISA is, So in the MREA, it mm-hmm. talks about you find quality through quantity.
Right.
And I think a lot of people focus on how do I get quality leads? And really the answer is you get a ton of leads. You get mm-hmm. a quantity of leads. You get a large
right.
quantity of leads. Mm-hmm. And then in that, you will filter down the quality.
Right.
And here's the thing. You know, there's a lot of the times where I go on an appointment and they don't sign that day.
Right.
They're going to sign with me. Uh-huh. I believe they're going to sign with me. Mm-hmm. They most likely even think they're going to sign with me.
Right.
But there may be something holding them back at that moment from signing at that point. Well, that goes into my follow-up. Mm-hmm. People there, you know, there are people that I follow up with, and then my clients, my past clients that I will touch. Mm-hmm. That those are my responsibilities.
Right.
So because really, in my opinion, I think the most dollar productive thing you can do is be on an appointment. Mm-hmm. And I think the easiest way to do that is in the follow-up of those high quality leads. Mm-hmm. So that's what I focus on, while Ben focuses on the quantity. Uh-huh. And then getting those qualities.
That's very interesting, because a lot of times people think, oh, well, it's quality versus quantity.
And it's not. It's quality in the quantity.
Right. It's very, I love that. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's awesome. So let's go to your past self. Mm-hmm. So you're a brand new agent. You're still with Dillard Group.
Okay.
And
so I'm gonna look at my past self as in November of 2011.
Yes.
Because that's when I really decided this is my career.
Okay, let's do that. So you yourself as a seasoned agent, you have an amazing team. You do a lot of deals in a year. What would you tell yourself, not about building a team, but just to yourself as an individual? What advice would you give yourself?
Great question. So if I could go back and change, you know, just a couple of things. First off, I loved, like, I'm actually really proud of what I did in my first year. Mm-hmm. And how I built my business off for sell by owners.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have I was 23 years old. Uh-huh. I had only lived here for a couple of years. The center of influence I did have, they weren't buying houses.
Right.
So I had to choose to go into a different field. So I chose for sell by owners. That was, uh-huh, to me, the path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. So that's really what I focused on. And I think that the thing that I would do differently is, and the MRA talks about this, is, mm-hmm, building a 20 lane highway.
Okay.
So what that really means is, what I found is, what I've done is I built my business off of what I could do. Mm-hmm. And then I went, oh crap, I need an admin. And then it was like, okay, so we're going to break some things down and we're going to do things differently now that I have an admin. Mm-hmm. Well, then when we hired a buyer specialist, it was like, oh crap, I got to break things down again and rebuild it with three people. And then, oh, I need to break this down again and rebuild it with more people. And if you just start off with, I'm building a 20 lane highway, like, I'm, mm-hmm, building for the capacity of what I see myself doing one day.
Right.
Which is where we've been at this last year. Mm-hmm. It's just as easy as plugging a person in, mm-hmm, instead of breaking down and rebuilding.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Pretty much establishing the system.
Yes. And realizing, yeah, that whether you know it or not, you have a system.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, you've either wrote it down on paper and articulated it, uh-huh, or you haven't. But, mm-hmm, you have a system. Mm-hmm. It may be a chaotic one.
Right. Yeah.
But everyone has a system.
Okay. Anything else that you could think of too? Maybe some hot tips?
I guess my biggest thing would be, if you're a new agent, because it sounds like a lot of the questions are kind of being built off of, mm-hmm, a newer agent. Mm-hmm. If you're a new agent, believe that you can.
Right.
Like, one of the things that I really liked about Diana Kokoska, mm-hmm, is she said she did over 100 deals in her first year.
Right.
And the reason she did over 100 deals in her first year is no one told her that she couldn't.
Right.
Like, that was just, that's what I can do. Mm-hmm. And I wish that mine would have been 100. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, right. Of course.
I did 24 in my first year. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I just thought that was like what was expected. I mean, that's only two deals a month. That's what's expected of me. Like, I should be doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think if you have the mindset that, this is my job, this is what I'm supposed to do, and I'm just going to come in here and do it, and I don't know any different than to do 24 deals a year or 36 or 48 or whatever that might be.
Right.
Then you can come in here and do it. But if you come in with the, well, you know, I'm really only expected to do like a few deals this year, then guess what? You're going to do a few deals if that's all that you're expecting from, right, yourself. So expect more out of yourself because you can do more. And don't let fear hold you back.
Right.
That is huge. I think that that's something I see with a lot of new agents is, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Great. Learn. Right. But the best way to learn is to do it.
Exactly. Like,
so get out there and do it. You know what a contract looks like. You mm-hmm. know what certain things look like. You know you can pick up the phone and make a call. Like, these are things right. that you know you can do. So just do them, and then you can figure out the rest as it comes along.
Right. So how much do you think of the business, percentage-wise, do you think mindset? How important is that?
Well, I think that there's a reason that it starts off with Think a Million and the Millionaire Real Estate Agent.
Right.
And it's because you can't achieve what you don't believe that you can achieve. Like, I mean, that may sound frilly and, you know, crazy, but you have to be able to think that you can do something before you can actually go out and do it. I mean,
right.
You have to believe that something can happen. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen. And so I know that sounds crazy, but it's pretty simple. Like, you have to believe that it's possible in order for it to be something that you can do. So you got to be able to believe that, like, if you go, oh, there's no way I can mm-hmm. Do 24 deals in my first year.
Right.
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
What is it? Henry Ford. I think it was Henry Ford that said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're mm-hmm. right.
Right.
And I 100% believe that.
Absolutely. So we're actually going through a transition on our team, and I'm actually at the point where I'm going to be the transition coordinator.
Okay.
And so before, I was mainly working on the marketing and just making sure everyone was happy.
Right.
So that's what I was doing. And I couldn't be more excited to have like 100 files on my desk and yeah. be able to go through them and like input them to Dotloop and like do all these things. And I'm creating this system, and I'm just so excited about it.
Well, that's the other thing. I think that, so to the new agent, I say uh-huh. you got to think it, right?
Yeah.
To the transitioning agent, so the agent yeah. that really needs to go to the next level, mm-hmm. You've got to be able to delegate it. Mm-hmm. You have to relinquish control.
Yep.
Because I think a lot of agents have a tough time letting go of certain parts of
absolutely
of the business. They think that they're the only person that can do that, or mm-hmm. the only person that's going to do it right. And quite frankly, that is the most arrogant mindset you could possibly have.
Right.
Like, for you to think, like, how arrogant, let's break this down for a second. How arrogant do you have to be to go, no one else in the world could possibly do what I do?
You know, someone asked me a question this past week, and the question was, it was really difficult for me to answer. And I've never met this person. I spoke to him over the phone, and they said, Crystal, you're in a room of 100 people, 100 strangers. What is the one thing that you're better at than everyone else in the room? And in my head, I thought, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who's in the room. And sure. two, I don't think I'm better than anyone at anything, because everyone is able to put their own twist and their own quality
sure.
to something. And I didn't say that. That's what I thought later. All I could respond with was, oh, I'm a really good artist.
Okay.
I can draw murals.
And yet, what but if like, Dad Gummit.
Where are we going?
Where am I going? Michelangelo. Yeah. That was the word that I was trying yeah. to get out. But what if Michelangelo was in the room?
Exactly.
Like, are you really a better artist now?
Absolutely.
Are you better
not.
Than everyone else?
I'm amateur.
And so you don't
yeah.
know.
What yeah,
you don't
exactly.
know. And so I think that one of the things that Gary Keller said at one of the very first conferences I went to with him mm-hmm. And listened to, and he said, I could go to any college campus mm-hmm. and find somebody who graduated with a business degree, mm-hmm. and I guarantee you, for $100,000 a year, I could pay them to do everything that you do, and they would probably be better at it.
Right.
I mean, there's just going to be certain aspects like that they can be better at. And so the whole point is, I'm not irreplaceable. Like,
right.
I'm not arrogant enough to think that I'm completely irreplaceable. Now, there are things that I am great at, right, mm-hmm. that I can focus on. Mm-hmm. But being able to give up the aspects of your business that you need to give up, and the very first step to hiring someone, mm-hmm. if you're looking at potentially hiring an admin, A, you need to look at, does it make financial sense? I think a lot of people, right. maybe bring it on too early. I brought it in when I was doing, I think I was doing 36 or 38 deals that year, something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's when I brought in an app.
It's an expensive hire.
It is an expensive hire. Yeah. And it's actually, but it's also expensive not to hire them.
Exactly.
Because you're capping yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was. Mm-hmm. I was stuck in the mid 30s. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing you have to start with is a give up list. Like your job description shouldn't be going on to Keller Williams and going, what is the job description of an admin?
Right.
Yes, you can use that as a template, mm-hmm. but the job description really should be, okay, here are all the things I do.
Right.
Like I write contracts. I do this. I have to put things into Bob. I have to fill out a green sheet. I've never filled out a green sheet.
Right.
Because I had an admin when I came over here and people mm-hmm. asked me how to fill it out. And I'm like, I don't even know what that looks like. Is it right. green? I don't even know. But it's because that would have been on my give up list.
Right.
And so here are the things that I'm giving up and then I can build a job description off of that.
Right.
So that's part of delegating your time.
Absolutely. Well, Taylor, thank you.
Absolutely.
For joining me on this podcast. I thank you.
I hope it was helpful.
So. Oh, absolutely. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And
thanks for putting this together.
Awesome. Absolutely.
I'd like to thank everyone for listening to our podcast with me and Taylor today. Very grateful. And I just kind of want to hit on what Taylor said with quality versus quantity. Also, it's true. There is a lot of quality within the quantity. Everything about this business is about mindset. So believe in yourself. If you're a new agent or if you're, like he said, a transitioning agent and you're trying to build a team, take the time to hire, take the time to build your business. It's all within the quality. Okay. So thank you for your time. And again, we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Keller Williams Mullinex podcast. We post new episodes every Tuesday. See you next week.